And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
It's been several years now since North Carolina's infamous and discriminatory bathroom bill, HB 2, made our state a national pariah and laughingstock and the subject of numerous costly boycotts. You'd think we'd have learned our lesson. Remarkably, however, a group of conservative legislators is seeking to revive the spirit of HB 2 in a new bill that attacks the rights of transgender students. House Bill 358 would effectively compel all schools and universities in North Carolina to have sports teams designated male, female, or co-ed, and require that, quote, sex shall be recognized based solely on a person's reproductive biology and genetics at birth. This is a lousy idea, rooted in fear and ignorance, that would impose invasive and inappropriate questions on thousands of young North Carolinians. In short, it is a solution in search of a problem whose practical effect would be to bar transgender young people from having the opportunity to learn teamwork, sportsmanship, leadership, self-discipline, and all the other lessons that sports provide. The bill should be defeated. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.